Hey everybody, episode 50 of Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. We made it. All right, it's basically the end of the year and I can't wait for 2020. I hope you are excited for that as well. But here we go. Episode 50, I've been reaching out to youth experts, youth leaders, youth directors in the Seventh-day Adventist Church so that we can learn how to be more effective in engaging with youth and young adults today. So this week, I spoke with Pastor Michael Campos, who is the Illinois Youth Director. He gave some awesome insights in how to really engage with youth and young adults, especially from the experiences he has had in Michigan and Illinois. So check it out. Hey everybody, Eric Jean-Baptiste with Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. I am sitting right next to Pastor Michael Campos, the Youth Director of the Illinois Conference. How you doing today, Pastor?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing awesome. This is an awesome setup you have in this conference for content creation, so I'm loving it here.
We have a great team here at Illinois Conference. Pastor Ruben Bouillon, he's our Associate Ministerial Hispanic Ministry Director. He has a passion for media ministry, and so you know he's built and created this awesome place that could be used conference-wide, so we're excited for it.
Awesome. So if you're in the Illinois Conference, feel free to reach out to Pastor Michael and Pastor Ruben if you need help in making content, because they can really help you out here. Let's get right into it.
All right.
Could you give us a short bio or summary of how you started in ministry and what you're doing now?
Sure, right on. So I was born and raised in Chicago, and had an opportunity together with family to come into the Adventist Church early on in my childhood. And then eventually, when I got to the point of college years, I had the chance to be able to go to Andrews University. I started under a different major, but while working at Historic Adventist Village, I really felt a call to ministry, really felt God impressing me to go into pastoral ministry. And so when I started the school year, I transitioned and made a change to my major and went through the religion department and had a wonderful time there, really felt called and had an opportunity to get involved in a lot of different projects, was mentored by some great professors, and had an opportunity to just get exposed to youth ministry and mentorship as I was being mentored as well. And it was through that I eventually got a call to work for the Michigan Conference and started working as a youth pastor, associate pastor at the Bering Springs Spanish Church. I was there for a few years and then transitioned over to Grand Rapids, where I worked there initially as a youth associate pastor and then eventually as a lead pastor for a church there before coming to Illinois to serve in full-time youth ministry as the youth director.
Wow. You mentioned learning about youth ministries at Andrews. May I ask, was that with the CYE office?
Originally, when I was an undergrad, it was first through one of my professors, Dr. Glenn Russell. He had an opportunity. He gave several students the opportunity to be a part of youth missions as it was being worked through PMC Youth Missions Department. And so together, not only taking classes in youth ministry, but also doing youth ministry in short-term mission trips. So we did and took classes to do missions in Honduras and Lebanon. We did an urban mission project in the city of Chicago. And so it was later when I was in seminary and then after that I started pastoring that we started working specifically with youth ministries through different initiatives for CYE, things of that sort, yeah.
Yeah, because I was just interested of, you know, how does that training happen in CYE? Like, what do you learn from these great youth leaders? Like,
yeah, there's a wealth of experience and knowledge and wisdom from so many people that have been working there. Now that I'm serving as youth director, we've had more of the opportunity to work there at CYE together with Pastor Ron and Vern Bird and the team there. And so really what I've seen in terms of youth ministry is how they really take time to be able to provide that mentorship that you're referring to.
Wow.
Giving you insights, giving you advice. In just a couple of weeks, we're going to be getting together with other youth professionals in our union. And it's in those meetings that we can really brainstorm together. We can really talk about where we want to see God lead youth and young adult ministry within our union, within our local conferences. And it's really making themselves available. And that's the greatest thing that I've been able to see there through phone calls, through personal interactions and conversations. Really, there's a big concern for how we can see other people succeed. Mm. And what can I do to help you lift up your calling and your ministry and your area? And so that's the greatest impact that I've been a part of and being able to be also a recipient of together, specifically as you're mentioning for CYE. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So going into your role as youth director in the mm-hmm. Illinois Conference, could you give us basically an insight of your vision and what you're really focused on in youth ministry here in Illinois?
Sure. So here in Illinois, we have the awesome opportunity to be able to work with several different departments, as it's very common in the youth department all across our division. So we work with club ministry, Pathfinder Adventures, developing some things for Master Guide. Then we have youth ministry, young adult ministry, working with public campus ministry, and then a little bit of children's ministry as well. And then we have summer camp ministry. Mm. And so our greatest passion and our greatest desire is to be able to develop a relationship with our youth and young adults, to be able to provide mentorship, be able to provide resources, and most importantly, just be able to equip them as they're going out and they're going about these mission fields. And one of the things that we really want to be able to have everybody get a sense of is that they're called to be leaders and missionaries wherever God has placed them. As a professor once told me, you don't have to cross the seas, you have to help people see the cross. Mm. And so whether they're at their local school, college, university, right, if they're at work, if they're involved in any extracurricular activities, in their circle of friends, you know, what can they do with the leadership that they've received and the calling that is on their life? What can they do to help provide something for that other individual? Wow. And so through its various ministries, well, that's often, you know, we break it down into their context. So when it relates to club ministry, as it relates to summer camp, as it relates to youth and young adult ministry, we try to focus it in those particular areas.
Wow. I love how you mentioned that even though there's different aspects of youth ministries, many different departments, you still have basically one goal, one vision. It's just applying it to the different age groups and the different ministries.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really powerful. So it's like, it's also saying that even though Pathfinders were teaching honors and investor achievement and campus ministries, we want to connect with those who are in public universities. We still want them to focus on that one goal, which is have a close relationship with Christ and
right.
disciple and spread the gospel to
right.
our communities.
Right.
So my next question is this, regarding all that, is how do you feel the local churches, and I may be putting you in a little trouble, but we just want to be honest so we can be better youth leaders.
Right.
How do you feel the local church level responds to your vision and to that vision for youth ministries?
Yeah, no, I think when we look at the local church, you know, that's where mission is happening, right? I mean, we're working at the department, and we have opportunity to be able to cast vision and be able to collaborate with different individuals and provide a platform for them to be able to exercise these gifts and abilities at a conference level. But at the local churches, where mission is taking place on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and so we've been very lucky and we've been blessed in Illinois to be able to have a great group of pastors, be able to have a great group of leaders and local churches that all have a strong desire to reach out and to be able to connect with their young people, connect with their young adults. Every situation is a little bit different, right? There, you know, there's different challenges and circumstances that each one faces. Mm. But I think in overall, everyone is responding really well. And everyone is very excited about where they want to go. So many different churches are doing great things with their youth and their young adults
yeah.
that really inspire us. And as a department, that really just feed us and just encourage us to be able to connect further with some of these different churches, with some of these different pastors and leaders. And so there's obvious situations as well where they're struggling a little bit, or they're going through some transitions, and they're going through some different circumstances, depending on even where they are in their context. As you well know, that there are some places that have just a more population base where there's more people or more opportunities, while there are others that maybe struggle with that. But even within that struggle of people and population, there's still a great desire and a great push to be able to see things moving forward. And so we're excited. I think if you ask and if you look at everybody, there's always that deep desire and that understanding that our youth are not the church of tomorrow, but they're the church of today. And so everyone is trying to find ways in which they can make that a reality. How can we connect our youth? How can we get them involved? How can we integrate them more as part of the life and service of the church? Everybody's on a different part of that journey.
Yeah.
And so we have the chance to be able to just come alongside and help provide some ideas, some perspective on occasions. And at the end, you know, God is glorified in all of this. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that awesome. I'm excited of youth ministries that's happening here in Illinois. Yeah. Just hearing that answer, it just amazed me. And the fact that you mentioned that they're willing to integrate young people, I think that's something other conferences or those who are struggling with youth ministries fail to realize, that youth ministries is not just something that should, you know, occupy the young people so that you can do your own thing. It should be something where you're integrating the young people into your community, into your church, in all aspects, in the board meeting, elder meeting, and all those things. So I love that. I love that that's happening here. Another thing that you've been mentioning, though, Pastor, over and over again, is the word mission. And I'm just wondering, does your conference do mission trips abroad or within the state? What do you guys
do? We've had a couple of mission trips that I've already developed, not directly through the youth department, but there are some trips that are happening. We're working at the moment and brainstorming with other leaders about what we can do specific to our youth young adult department in terms of a mission trip. But our conference does do general mission trips. Last year there were a group went out to Africa, and every year there's different projects that are happening locally as well as internationally. And so, but there is that desire to be able to create an opportunity, because I think it's through missions that people really get a sense of their calling. It's through missions that people get an idea that we're a part of something that's much bigger than ourselves, and that God is moving through so many different venues and people. And so when we have these opportunities to do missions, people, I believe, come into a point where something wakes up in them. Right. Wow. And people have this come to Jesus moment. They come to this realization of who they are and what they have, and how are they using the opportunities that have been given to them to be able to help people come into this relationship with Jesus. And so, yeah, there's several things that are happening outside of even the youth department that our conference is really wanting to embrace and move forward to help people get a sense of vision. Wow. And then ministry and mission and how they can be a part of what God wants to do.
Wow. So you mentioned Africa and other places abroad that it's your conference initiating, but youth are encouraged to attend those mission trips?
Certainly. Yeah, youth and young adults, you know, depending on the time of the year and the dates and things of that sort and schooling. But it's always been an invitation that has been given to everybody to be a part of it. What they're doing. We're trying to work more specifically, as I was mentioning, how we can provide an opportunity for our youth and young adults that would continually build a relationship. Because I think the power of missions, when we're talking about mission trips, is being able to develop relationships. And that's one of the things that I learned early on in youth ministry when I was at Andrews University through our department there in missions and youth ministry with Dr. Russell. That to build relationships with these places and to build relationships with the people, that's where you can see the greatest impact in terms of mission and ministry. Be able to see people grow through the experiences as well. You have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to see how things transition, how things grow, how mission in that area is moving forward. And so that's what we're looking at the moment, where we can develop a consistent relationship with a place and see what we can do to bring the gifts and abilities that are here in Illinois Conference to the need that exists wherever that mission field is.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on, so keep it in prayer for.
Oh, definitely. Is there any specific outreach that you do within the state, like Pathfinders going to soup kitchens or something like that? Is there any examples of that you could share with us?
Yeah, definitely. So we have several of our churches and clubs that are doing a lot of these mission projects. Just today I saw an email of one of our clubs that as they were turning in some reports, they were sharing some pictures of how they were attending some of these soup kitchens, Feed My Starving Children, providing meals for people overseas that are in some very challenging, difficult situations. That's just one example, but we have multiple places that are doing the same thing. When we get together at a conference level and we have some different youth rallies and different projects, we do try to facilitate for our young people that are coming to these events into different mission projects. A few that we've done in years past, we've done things as such as prayer on the road. We have a pastor here who's very much involved with street art ministry. And so we've gone out and we've done some street ministry there, some art ministry in places that have been repainted and things that have been creatively presented to help people understand the gospel and things of that sort as well. We've been working towards currently we're actually working with a project with our young adults. We've been meeting more consistently with our young adults at a conference level. And one of the things that we're doing in preparation for Christmas, as it's just around the corner, is that we're doing a toy drive. And several of our young adults are connecting with us and bringing about some of these toys that we're later going to get together with several of them and go to three different locations to distribute, you know, some Christmas cheer some kids. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You mentioned the pastor who does street art ministry. May I ask, is that the same one who did the banner or the decoration for the Pathfinders for your conference at Oshkosh?
Yeah, that's right. It is. Wow. It is. It's Pastor Milton Coronado. So he's a local Illinois Chicago resident and has been involved in ministry for several years here in Illinois Conference. And so he's been helping us. He's helped us with Pathfinders. I should probably do a little plug for him.
No problem.
He's creating a, or in the process of working with the vision to put a street art honor.
Wow.
And so one of the things that we've worked together in is bringing him on to our Honors Academy and doing a kind of a test run and allowing kids to understand just the power and the importance of being able to use creative ideas in ministry to be able to communicate the story of who Jesus is. And so we connected with him as well in preparation for Oshkosh, and we wanted to do something big for Illinois. Wow. And so we created that entrance together, and we had several volunteers that helped us build it, erect it, and then he came, and in one day, it was a lot of work, and one day he painted a representation of Illinois as best it could. There's so much about Illinois, the great state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln, as you look through it. But we wanted to kind of provide a little bit of a contrast between different areas in Illinois. So yeah, that's Pastor Milton.
Wow, wow. Yeah. It's really cool because I think, I don't know if it's on YouTube or the Oshkosh website, but there's a time-lapse video that shows that erection of that entrance and everything, and it's really amazing. And speaking about Oshkosh, could you give us a little insight of how that event affected the Pathfinders in your conference?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we were, Oshkosh is such a majestic event, you know. I mean, there's just so much that is happening there, so much leading up to the event, at least, which is the same for every single club. So much preparation goes into it, fundraisers and projects and initiatives that the clubs are doing to be able to gather the funds to be able to make it. But then once you make it there, you get a sense of how big and how great Pathfinder Ministries can truly be. And so as they're connecting with different clubs from different states and countries, it was great to see several of our young people give their lives to the Lord through baptism and get involved with various mission projects that were happening there through Compassion Ministries, I believe it was, that was doing some stuff there. And so they connected through there. But we had a growth in Illinois from our last Oshkosh to this last one. And so we were excited to see about a 30% increase in our attendance, which is awesome for Illinois. As we're growing, Pathfinder Ministries is growing in Illinois Conference. Adventure Ministries is growing in Illinois Conference, which we're excited about. And so it was just great to be able to see some of these individual stories of young people. There was a father in one of our clubs who had gone with his local club. And while he was there and just observing the nighttime programming, listening to the messages of the pastor, did a phenomenal job, was really impacted and felt called to give his life further to Jesus Christ. And so he didn't go with the idea of wanting to get baptized, but he really felt the Lord leading him in that direction. And so he was able to get baptized. One of our pastors in our conference baptized him closer to the end of the event. And so it's things like that, Eric, you know, that people go, they make themselves available, God shows up in an awesome way, and people give their lives to the Lord. And that's the power of, I think, Oshkosh Ministry and what's happening there. Pathfinders come together. Yeah, they're taking part in a lot of cool activities. Yep. But I think the power is really in what happens as the Spirit is moving through that place. I mean, because it's great to get honors. It's great to be able to trade some pins. But it can't get any better than seeing people going into the waters, being baptized, giving their lives to Jesus, responding to appeals, understanding that God has chosen them, right, to do something awesome in the world that we're living in, and to help people come into a relationship with Him. That's, I think, the power of what takes place there. So, yeah, that's how it impacted us in Illinois.
Yeah, it's that sounds awesome. It's just, I can't stress enough how powerful Pathfinder Ministry is, and Oshkosh, that event, and because I think you highlighted it, and it's the same thing for me. I just love seeing when a young person realizes how amazing Jesus is. Like, just seeing that happen, I've seen it a few times, and just realizing, because then they start asking questions, they start saying, man, what about this about Jesus? Did Jesus really do that? They start getting interested. It looks like their life has changed.
Right.
And it's just like, wow. And it's something that's why I love youth ministries. It's what gives me energy and vitality.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that I see it in your eyes as well. Because your eyes lit up, literally, talking about Oshkosh. And the same happens to me. So
yeah, it was a great event. A lot of work. I was ready for a little break right after. But I think also the awesome thing about it, as we look at some of our clubs, as it happens in every conference, there are some young people that, you know, their club might be a little smaller, and sometimes they might, you know, feel a little tired as they're going through the Pathfinder year, and maybe they're trying to make sense of all of it and their understanding. And so it's when you get to that place and you see 55,000 plus other Pathfinders and staff that you realize that you're a part of something that's huge.
Yeah.
And I know in my life, in my teenage years and things of that sort, you know, you're struggling through a lot of different things and come to terms with a lot of different things that are happening all around you.
Yeah.
But you get to a place like that. And you see so many people that are part of it. Man, it's encouraging. You walk away and say, hey, you know what? I'm not by myself at my school. Or I'm not by myself in my small church or medium-sized church, whatever your situation might be, right? Or it's not just me, but I'm a part of something much bigger. And I think that's encouraging. And I think that really helps people get back. And it just gives them a second wind to keep moving forward.
Wow, awesome. Yeah. So, Pastor, moving on to mentorship. You did mention, you know, you were mentored throughout your education into ministry. Could you elaborate how that impacted you? Like, was it the seeing them actually minister that you got to see, or was it something that was said to you that really impacted you?
I think mentorship is huge in youth, young adult ministry, and ministry just in general. As we come to realize, you know, we can't move forward just ourselves, right? As gifted as you and I and several other leaders might be, the church is only going to continue and find success as we continue to prepare generations, you know, after us, that God has bestowed as well with tremendous gifts and abilities. And so even before my time at Andrews University, with professors that really took time to provide that mentorship, I can identify that in my life even much earlier. I remember, you know, growing up in my local church and being, man, anywhere between, you know, 13, 14, 15, and our local pastor and other church leaders were asking me to help out in teaching Sabbath school to some of the lower classes. Mm-hmm. And although I didn't feel as prepared, although I didn't have a lot of knowledge about the topics that were being shared, they took a chance and they provided the materials that would help me to be able to do that. They provided just feedback. But time and time again, there were these moments in my life where even as I grew further, they had me as I was youth director for my church at a very young age. And that gave me opportunity to get exposure to church board meetings. I remember going at a very young age to our conference constituency meeting, where my church had appointed me as one of the delegates to be able to go. And so it was these opportunities that really just gave me an opportunity to see how our church works, how the church functions, gave me the opportunity to understand just structure, things of that sort. And then it was further provided as I got to school. And as I started studying specifically for pastoral ministry, again, professors that even with a lack of knowledge and experience, they said, hey, Michael, we need your help to be able to do this. I'll give you a quick story. I remember being on my first mission trip overseas, and our professor asked if I would be the student leader to help. And I didn't realize what I was accepting. I didn't realize just the task. But every time there was a decision that needed to be made for our group, they pulled me into the conversation. Even if there was a challenging situation, they would look to me and say, Mike, what do you think? And I would just look back at them like deer in headlights. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Yeah. But looking back on it now, that they cared enough to be able to provide that opportunity. Let's hear what he's got to say. Let's listen to his thoughts. Yeah. I think it's powerful for youth and young adults being able to communicate that they're important, that they have worth, that their experience is a benefit and a help to someone else. And that they have an opportunity to provide an impact. And so those are the small ways. And it continued in so many different, I mean, if I could tell you all the stories of just the chances that were taken on me, mm-hmm. but that continued to develop in me not only confidence, but also gave me the certainty that God has provided an opportunity for me. Wow. I have the blessing to follow through with that, or, you know, I can let that slip away. Yeah. And so thankfully, you know, we were able to keep moving forward. And now our greatest concern as we're sharing with other churches and other leaders and as we have conversations is to find ways to mentor other young people.
Yeah.
In the simplest of ways, especially with how things are transitioning now, mm-hmm. and the world that we live in. I mean, people are exposed to so many different things in terms of technology and social media, and life experience is being received at a much earlier age. And so how can we get them, how can we harness all of those gifts, and how can we get them involved? And so that's kind of my battle cry, right? Let's get our young people involved. Yeah. Let's bring them to the table, even with a lack of experience and knowledge. There's just a wealth of wisdom among our young people. We just have to give them a chance,
yeah.
right? We just have to provide an opportunity, and they'll flourish. They'll flourish.
So, Pastor, talking about mentorship, my question to you would be, what would be the first rule that you would tell a local church that hasn't really been mentoring young people or youth or young adults, but is interested in doing so? Right. What would you tell that local church?
Yeah, great question. I think if we had the opportunity to ask every individual, if we had the chance to sit and to be able to talk about ministry and youth and young adult ministry, without question, I believe that every person would say that they want to do that, that they want to see their youth and young adults engaged, that they want to integrate them into the local church, that they want to see them using their gifts and their abilities to be able to provide an awesome experience to everyone that's attending. Oftentimes it's just that struggle, as you're mentioning, to understand how can we do it. Sometimes it seems like a really big task, and sometimes there's also the fear of the unknown. What is it going to look like? Are they going to bring some crazy ideas? Are things going to be different? Change never comes easily. And there's always some difficulty as you're navigating through some of those different conversations. But I would say, number one, start with that desire. We really want to see our youth and our young adults engaging. And we understand that the church cannot continue unless we are providing opportunities for the generations behind us. And so we have the desire. We want to see them engaged. The first thing in how to make it happen would be to develop relationships. And that is the easiest thing that we can do. It really just takes time going to another pew, right? Walking across the dining hall, sitting with young people during potluck, yeah. Right? Finding ways in which you can engage with our young people, with our young adults, discover what are the things that they're passionate about, what are the areas that they feel strongly that the church needs to grow in, understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it, being very quick to listen and slow to speak as the counsel is given to us. But I think as we continue to develop those relationships, we'll be able to find ways in which we can transition our youth and young adults into these areas of ministry. And so it's not until I get to know you, Eric, for example, yeah. that I understand that you have a passion for media ministry, for podcasts and vlogs and all of these different areas. And then we can begin to understand, well, our church is struggling in our media ministry. Right? We don't have something that could help others who are outside of our church walls come to know Jesus, right? And so maybe we can create a YouTube channel, or maybe we can, you know, get some help with our website, or maybe we can help for some of our shut-ins, right? How can we bring the experience of what God is doing at the local church? But it's what I discover, and I spend relationship with you, that I discover what these passions are, and then we can find ways to transition you into those areas of ministry. And so I think, although it seems like a big task, mm-hmm. it really isn't. We really just have to find ways in which we can start these conversations, in which we can get to know them, in which we can provide these opportunities to really listen. Where do you want to see the church yeah. going? And listen to some of those ideas. And then from there, you mentor. From there, you provide these vocational opportunities for ministry. From there, you help them get a sense of their identity in Jesus Christ, right? That they are who he says they are, and that they can begin to discover, you know, that this is meaningful for me, and this is something I want to be a part of in the long run. But I think it starts there. Develop relationships.
Pastor Michael, thank you so much for coming on this podcast and giving your insight, your input, and we are excited for what you're doing here in Illinois with youth and young adults, empowering them, educating them, and enlightening them. So as I usually do on this podcast, I leave it to the guests to give some words of encouragement to those who may be hearing the call to ministry, hearing the call to be a mentor, but are afraid to do so. What would you say?
Excellent. Thank you for that. And let me just say that it's been great to be able to talk about ministry together, Eric. I would say to you, youth leader, that if you have this desire to mentor someone else, not be afraid. Continue to find our young people at the local church level and find ways in which you can get to know their story. You can see how God has been impressing them. And find ways in which we can bring others alongside to continue to see what God is able to do. I want to remind everyone that God has placed a calling on everybody's life, and God has called us to leadership. Regardless of who we are, regardless of what our personality might be like, God has influenced our lives in a way, and he is now calling us to be able to influence the life of another individual. And so as we embrace this idea of leadership that has been set upon each and every one of our lives, as we embrace who we are in Christ Jesus, and as we come to this awesome reality, we can see greater things happen at the local church, at a conference level. You know, God will continually surprise us with the things that we've never imagined could be done. He's promised to be able to give us more than what we could even ask for, from the things that we can ever imagine or think up. And so as we take this bold step forward to mentor our youth and our young adults, God is going to do some awesome things. And so continue to do the great work that you're doing at your local church, and we're just so excited to be able to partner together.
So that's the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Episode number 50 with Pastor Michael Campos. I apologize if the volume is a little low, but that was one of the first episodes I've actually had where I interviewed in person, and I was at the Illinois conference, and I was using some of their equipment, and I did not EQ it. So I'm learning as I go. I hope you're learning with me. As next week, I sit down with Sister Vicki Laurent, who is a young lady who is a preacher in her local community and church. So if you want to reach out to me and have any suggestions or any feedback, feel free to reach me at Instagram at youth_mentor101. Feel free to check out the podcast on any of your podcast listening devices or apps. And feel free to give us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people. As we always say here on Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101, youth ministry is not a stepping stone into ministry. Youth ministry is ministry, period.